Good morning, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Chit Chat Podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing all students should have to wear school uniforms.
So grab a coffee and let's chit chat. Personally, I think that I'm for this motion because I think that, for me personally, it just takes off a lot of stress of, it's just easy to put on the same thing and go to school every day. And also, it's like there's less like dividing. There can be like formation of gangs or like not just that.
Okay. Time out. Nope.
You said something. That was coming.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if you don't wear a uniform, gangs will form. Gangs. Not friend groups, okay, gangs. Gang.
Take it lightly.
Next group, whatever you call it.
Actually, no, like, gangs.
I mean, that could happen with or without uniforms, right?
Different people come from different backgrounds. Not everyone can afford the same kind of thing. It can cause, like, I don't know what the word is for it, but...
Bullying.
Yeah, not bullying. Just, like... people looking down on each other or being judged.
I think that's bullying. I don't think bullies look up to people they bully.
Okay, I mean, when we say wearing uniform, are we talking about like us in primary or us now? Like, because, you know, okay,
that's the point. I'm
not
make.
In our school. For listeners who are not in our school, we have to wear a specific shirt, but we get to choose what, like, bottoms to wear, like a skirt or pants or whatever. But yeah, of course, it has to follow like the school guidelines. But yeah, and then in primary, we had to wear, like, the girls had to wear a shirt and a skirt, and the guys had to wear a shirt and shorts.
That's the thing, right? Like, in our school, we also have freedom of what sweater or what hoodie we want to wear. Like, I don't know, do we have the freedom? It's kind of like,
and a lot of times some people don't even wear they just wear a hoodie and whatever pants they want. Like, they don't wear the school uniform underneath.
I mean, it's controversial, right? Like, I don't know if we're allowed or not. Some teachers say we are, some teachers say we aren't. You have to be smart.
No, you have to wear it.
If you want to wear a sweater, you have to be smart about how you wear it.
Yeah, but it's not allowed. Like, people just go around it pretty much.
I think that's the solution. Like, uniforms should be banned, but students should wear them anyway. It will teach them life skills.
What?
like our school. Like, uniforms are there, but, like, students shouldn't wear them because it will teach them life skills.
That's brilliant.
Look, I'm just, like, I feel like as you get older, you should also have a more, like, freedom of what you want to wear, because in our school this used to be the case. People could wear whatever they want in IB. I know when I joined school, like, IB students didn't have the IB shirt. You could wear whatever you want, but then really? Obviously IB students could wear what they want, and they could go outside to eat at lunchtime. There was a lot of freedom, but then I feel like it's been exploited a lot by that age group, so the school had to take the freedom away. I think even in year 9, when we just came to this campus, the IB could go outside to eat. Who's the year group
really?
Who's the year group that messed it up? I think it's 10, grad 20. Yeah, I think grad 20 took away our privileges.
Okay.
No offense to Anshika's sister. I don't think she was part of it.
She never got to go out
of school. Yeah, I don't think it was grad 20. Because that doesn't add up. Because we're going to year 13. Then.
So what? Do you think it's grad 21? I mean, grad 19.
The wrong way.
Yeah, but my point is, once you give students like that freedom, just give it to them until they exploit it. And then take that freedom away. And they will learn their lesson.
I feel like it also takes up a lot of energy in, like, on the teacher's end, because even we have like IB shirt, right? But even with like the skirts and other stuff, teachers are always attacking kids and they have to go hunt them down.
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Does the school measure your guys' skirt length or not?
Once, our head of year did walk into class, our class. I don't know if it was any other.
Oh,
class,
I heard this.
And she made everyone just stand up. but
yeah, who? The ones like we were just looking under the tables. Literally, they were like just looking under the tables. They were like, okay. I think
it was in the very beginning that I remember hearing it. I think it was just to kind of scare students to like.
No, and then she took a kid out to talk to them.
Oh, what?
What the heck?
I know this happens in other schools. Like,
do you remember when our tutor like complained about?
Oh my god!
Do you want to tell the story?
Can you recount?
I wasn't there. You told me.
You weren't there for photo day.
I came like late.
Oh, never mind, guys. Cut this part out.
No, I'm curious. I want to know.
Okay, so basically, aren't you good to say it?
No, I don't remember exactly what happened.
Okay, well, I think it was basically, cut that, the part just before this up. Okay, so basically what happened was our tutor came in for photo day, and she made a comment about us wearing skirts that were too short, and she was like, if you look, you can see everything, or something like that. And then one of the students just said, why are you looking then? Just don't look.
No, that's like, funny. She was singing a whole song about it. You guys don't get it?
What?
What? What?
Guys, why do you think I don't want to tell the story? Like, what do I do? Like, sing the
song? Yeah. Sing. Come on.
I don't remember. It was just really traumatizing, is all I'm going to say.
I mean, like...
You never told me she sang the song.
Wait, she sings everything she sang.
Oh my god, wait. Is it the person I'm writing in chat? Okay, I'm just going to talk about whether the students should have freedom. I think that's the right thing to do. Like, give them the freedom. If they exploit it, or if they, like, take advantage of that freedom, then you can always take it away. But the beginning, everyone should get a chance. I feel like everyone should get a second chance as well. So I just be like, okay, you guys can have the freedom to wear whatever you want, but here are the rules and regulations. You have to wear smart clothes, you know, because teachers can follow it. Teachers don't have to wear a uniform. Why can't students do it? What's the difference between
Vidat, you're suggesting for them to have the freedom to wear whatever they want, and then if someone breaks it, the whole year group suffers, or just that person suffers, or what?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's not fair on the whole year group to suffer consequences for the actions of some people, right? So, and that can also cause like distaste.
Personally, if someone told me that you can, like, oh, you don't have to wear a uniform, you can wear what you, I would still show up to school every day wearing uniform, because
dude, you're built different. Nah.
Bro.
I'm not having this.
Anna wears her uniform to her internship.
Actually, I literally wore my uniform to my internship, and I could wear
it. She bumped into a teacher on the road. So like,
I bumped into Miss Hannah on the road wearing the IB uniform like this week. She would have been like, what the hell?
Oh, that's funny.
You're built different. Why? Just wear like a shirt.
It's so like.
Get another polo shirt.
Yeah, if I got another polo shirt, then yeah, sure. But
okay, I know any listeners hoping to get something for Anna's birthday, get her a school uniform.
It's just so much easier. And I just think it's a way to like, you're not taking people's freedom away by telling them, like, just wear this. It's not that big a deal. It's not affecting your quality of life. It's just teaching discipline.
Isn't it in a way taking away their, like, freedom of expression or whatever? Like, it's like,
yeah, you're not allowed to wear it. It violates the First Amendment.
But I feel like in our school, you know how they still let us dye our hair and, like, piercings and all of that? Most schools don't allow that either. So I think in a way our schools made it pretty flexible for us to do what we want while at the same time.
If I had a school,
I would say piercing, like stopping people from having piercing, dyeing hair thing, and keeping your hair, that is like taking away freedom of expression. But wearing uniform, I think it's also a way to just prevent a lot of like, it's for sure that people might get judged or things like that for like not following trends in fashion, or
but isn't it also like kind of preventing like individuality, you know, like it's making everyone kind of the same, like they're all like, it's promoting conformity, like everyone
but you should
is the same.
Promote your individuality through your personality, yeah, not through what you wear.
Yeah, you can do that. You're not taking someone's individual, it's just a few hours a day, and the purpose of going there is
a few hours a day.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make like an extreme example, kind of like if you look at like jail, like prisoners, right, they all have to wear like the same uniform, so it's kind of like,
that's the thing that actually
the police officers at least.
That proves Anna's point that yeah, it's a form of discipline. If you look at the jail, if you look at military or the army, if you look at police or firemen, they all wear the same thing because it promotes discipline. It doesn't take away your individuality, because I feel like you can throw that, like show that a little bit through your personality. I mean,
yeah, you can express your individuality in other ways too, but in a way it also takes away like a part of it. Like if let's say there's someone like very, very fashionable, if you take like a big
like
part
me.
Of their personality, she's referring is probably to herself their here.
Me, no, I'm fashionable. I'm fashionable.
Sure. With your necklace, like, right?
Chain. Not necklace. Who do you think I am? So necklace.
Can I just say something? Necklace sounds better than chain.
Necklace. What the? I'm gonna just say, like, the best way to approach this is, you know how we have like Yao, Lahu, Aka, right?
Yeah.
That's BS. Throw that away. Make that a non-uniform day. That's what a lot of schools do. Every Friday is not
every Friday.
Yeah, like
yeah, actually, I think.
Yeah, like every Friday or something, or every Thursday is a non-uniform day.
I mean, we have non-uniform days. It's just not.
Yeah,
like,
but do you realize that, like, as time goes by, less and less people dress up for non-uniform day?
Yeah.
I think the whole it's point is that like.
Yeah.
Easy. I guess.
Yeah, literally. It's just easier. I feel like it's much easier to just wear.
In like schools in the US where they don't have uniforms, a lot of them, if they're not following the dress code, they get sent into like the office, and they get stuck wearing some weird school thing, and it's not like a uniform, it's like, I don't know what it is, but it's like kind of ugly.
I've seen it in movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm getting my reference from, but I feel like that's just humiliating. Like, you can't disrupt their education like that so that they can go put some weird whatever.
Then follow the rules. Like, just follow the rules.
Yeah, and the dress codes also make no sense. Like, what's wrong with showing your shoulders? Or like, yeah.
It's just informal. I feel like it's just informal. That's like
school
in business and
of learning. You're not going to watch a movie. I completely agree with Anna. Like, you're
what
not
is your shoulder? What does your shoulder disturb people of?
Okay, yeah, I get studying. What you're saying. I get what you're saying, but in general, like around the world, like in when you go to internships, when you're working, it's just it's just formal.
Yeah, I'm not saying like the level of formality in that. It's just that it's very oddly specific. It's like
you
it's
have
not
to
like
be.
They're wearing
it's
blazers,
rules.
Right? They're not. It's not even semi-formal. What people
if,
wear
if it's
school,
not
like,
oddly specific, people would break the law. Oh, if the laws for murder aren't 50 pages long, people could get away with it. That's why rules are oddly specific.
The thing with what's it called? If in school you're allowed to wear like, what's it called? Yeah, you know, you said not showing the shoulders. If you're allowed to wear that in school, people will come in tank tops, like, you know, the vests, like, what's it called? The thing that guys wear, like, the white, what do you call that? The white vest.
In English?
What do you call a white vest in English? You literally answered your own question by
asking.
She's talking about banyans.
Yeah, it's got a white vest.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, in general, like, it's just very informal. It just, like, you know, like wearing that kind of stuff is—it's very informal. It's not even about showing skin. It's just
no, but it's not like wearing a sweater with leggings is formal either. But that's allowed.
That's true.
But
it's not like it harms anyone as well.
More formal than wearing like a bright pink tank top.
And I feel like a sweater and leggings isn't even formal. I feel like that's informal. I'll cut it out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you heard that.
What do you feel like, yeah. Emily?
Pardon?
What do you feel like?
I don't remember. Cut this part out too. I don't remember what we were saying.
Okay, I'll say it. Like, if it's not like you need to cover your shoulders, people are crafty, and they would find a way to exploit that. That's why it has to be super specific. That's why it has to be like, don't show your toes.
No, but it,
instead of
but
wearing shoes,
your toes.
You have to be like, don't show your toes, things like that, because then it just is a place of work. It's a place of education. I'm not saying that showing your shoulders is informal. I'm just saying it's not formal.
Yeah, but okay, like Enshiki said, like if you can wear like sweatpants, like what's the difference if you wear like
that? I told you I disagree with that. Shouldn't be able to wear sweatpants to school. It should be, even in our school, no jeans are allowed. They have to be work pants, formal pants. Or like, I don't know, a skirt. I don't know what girls wear. Not like leggings.
I think that, okay, if there is uniforms, at least it should be like enforced well, but not to the extent where it makes people like uncomfortable or like calling someone out specifically, you know, like, cause that just makes it uncomfortable. Like, for example, I know of an instance where someone like said in front of the whole, like, I mean, actually like the example you guys said in our school where the head of your like took someone out of class just to like, that's kind of embarrassing, you know, like it's like, why would you do that in front of everyone?
I feel like maybe a way to, like, if you want to create discipline or punish or whatever, do it in a way that, like, take it out of their free time. So take it out of break so it's less embarrassing.
Email.
In class. Email.
Yeah, just email them. Be like, hey.
No, that's...
yeah, just be like, hey, I saw in registration that you weren't following the dress code. And I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm just letting you know if it happens again, there's going to be consequences.
I think like we've all set our points there, so I guess we should wrap it up. What have we learned today?
Anshika cannot put her phone on silent. We have learned that Anna is a big fan of the school uniform and she will wear it everywhere. Even to her wedding, she would wear her school, IB STA school uniform.
Hey, I like the color of it.
I guess that's all we learned today, guys.
We learned that not wearing school uniforms creates a gang culture. Violent.
Okay.
I don't know why. All the funny things is just Anna.
What?
All the funny things is just Anna. Oh, we learned that rules are oddly specific.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys for listening today, and we will see you in our next chit chat.